Recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lyonoff and creator of the Mindful Healing Show on a platform called TalkShoe. So I'm an intuitive healer and life and business coach, radio show host, and I incorporate many different healing modalities, work with people around the world, Skype, Zoom, phone. And the reason I'm doing this show is that I love to reveal, it gives us everybody an opportunity to see how energy healing, it's a complement, it's not a conflict with Western medicine and how we can combine, you know, the Eastern and the Western and overcome those health challenges. So this show is really for anybody who wants to look at some different ways to complement their existing practices. And it doesn't matter if you're a patient, a healthcare professional, holistic healer, anyone looking for transformation. So I am really excited about the guests that I have on tonight. Very, very excited. And before I bring on my guest here, Sheila Gale, I'm going to be playing just for a minute this song. I love it. It's called The Beautiful World. And just to raise our vibration, it's very heavy energies lately, of course, and I'm sure everybody's aware of that. So just for about a minute and a half, so just enjoy. How it's been feeling for me, and I love this song and how I feel, and it's a beautiful world no matter how crazy it seems. So this is just a really opportune time to bring on my guest, Sheila Gale. And I'm going to give you some information as to Sheila. I've been following Sheila for many years, and I'm just so pleased that she's here today. She's been on the airways for over 30 years. On more than 12 different AM, FM stations from Los Angeles to Monterey, California. And over the past 12 years, Sheila became the go-to person for inspirational talk and new thought radio. She's hosted guests that include best-selling authors like Suzanne Summers, Byron Katie, and from The Secret, Lisa Nichols, Dr. Joe Vitalia, John Azaraf, Marcy Shimoff, and her mission is to awaken people to who they truly are. She was very down to earth. She has a quick wit and willingness to openly share her candid struggles with depression and addiction. I'm going to quote what Sheila had written down, and it's not only is this the most difficult and scary time for people to be alive in the history of man, it is also the most exciting and powerful. And the only choices we have are to evolve or die. Last year, Sheila stopped doing radio. She stopped every part of her public life and went within. This is her first radio interview since then, and she is here today to share her experiences, strength, and hope. So welcome, Sheila.
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda. It's an honor to be here and to be with you.
Well, it's certainly, I feel the same way. I was very happy that you agreed to do this with me today, because your story is needs to be told, and it feels like even especially now, and as to the depression and addictions that you have been working with over the years. So I'm really pleased that we can do this conversation and pass out the information. You know, Sheila, I was just Googling here, and I was actually quite surprised. I just read that United States, that the depression affects more than 15 million American adults, and who knows, that could even be higher, or about 6.7% of the U.S. population. And then also, there's like this estimated 121 million people around the world that have a persistent depressive disorder, so a form of depression. I find it shocking, and in also, you know, statistic-wise, depression affects one in every 10 people at one point or the other, and I'm just thinking, I think it's a bit higher than that, but anyways, I'm sure that you have lots of information on this, and I'd love to have you first, before we get into that, is that you stopped doing the radio show, and you've made that conscious decision to go within. So since that time, what has this past year, what has this looked like for you? What has your journey been?
That's a great question. It's been hard work. It's been hard work because, you know, I had this public persona. I was juggling a lot of plates in the air, you know, just really juggling financial things and websites and guests and, you know, assistants and it just, what happened was when I first started doing this talk radio, I was so excited because there was really no platform for inspirational speakers and energy healers to be heard. So when I could provide one of those platforms, I mean, I was elated. I just loved hearing information from every single person. And then I kind of, I just feel a need to tell you this before I tell you about the last year. And so, and then I started doing teleseminars, which is the same, it's kind of like radio interviews, except that each energy healer has something to sell. And so they sell their package, and then it's a 50-50 split with me and with the guest. So there was a way to make a lot of money, and it was really exciting because I was making money and I was helping the world by bringing these incredible people. But I got very disillusioned after about a year and a half, and more and more energy healers came onto my show, and they all had the latest and the greatest, and I couldn't with all integrity get excited about anybody else. I was done. There were a lot of people that were getting a lot of value. I have done a lot of the modalities. I've incorporated them in my world. I've had energy healers do healings on me. But yet, I wasn't really getting any better. And so I made the decision financially. I was in a mess. I stopped everything. And it's just interesting because God has always been a very big part of my life. But I've really come to know how this universal energy works, how this great creator works. And basically, when I stopped a year and a half ago, I had to really look at every single, you know, credit card debt, IRS debt, and I had to slowly dig my way out, you know, from the trench. And, you know, I thought, well, someone's just going to know how great I am, and they're going to give me money, or money's going to come. And I it didn't happen. And so I really wanted to stop everything. And the only thing I did, Brenda, is I said, God, what do you want me to do? Show me what to do, because I was done with that whole, you know, I don't know if I'm done forever, but I just took my website down. I stopped everything. And then I started putting my energy into fixing my house up, and then I rented it out through Airbnb for the last year and a half, and that's what I've been doing to generate income. I slowly dug my way out of this debt that I got into, and just as soon as like 3 months ago, there was just a shift in a couple things that happened. And I'd love to share what happened, if I may.
Please.
So basically, I decided that I'm going to turn my life over to God no matter what. So there's no husband, there's no ex-husband giving me money, there's no inheritance. It's just me. So the only thing I have now is to truly rely on God. Like, what am I supposed to do when I couldn't see anything? I couldn't see any way out of this. You know, it's wonderful to have. I'm in my childhood home, and we've had this home in our house for 70 years. And I just became a slave to it. I'm sure people can understand that are homeowners. You know, we work our whole lives. We have dreams of having the house and the picket fence and 2.5 kids and all that stuff. Well, I had all that, and I was a slave, a literal slave to this house. And so I just said about 3 months ago, okay, God, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And just then, it's like the seas parted, and I was so willing to take direction. And what happened is an opportunity for me to rent my house out for a year, to rent it out for enough money for me to pay my house payment, property taxes, and to live somewhere else, and to go on the road. And I decided, I am out of here. And I'm leaving July 1st. And all this stuff happened that was so cool, Brenda. And I really, please, I want to get back to how something that I learned in the last 3 months from a new, oh, by the way, as far as speakers, energy healers, I wasn't excited about anybody. And people still send me emails and say, oh, have you heard of this person or that person? And I always give them at least 5 minutes where I look at their website or I go to their video. And if something resonates with me, you know, I jump on it. But nothing has excited me until I heard of this young man named Benito Massaro. I'm sorry, Bentinho Massaro. Don't know if you've heard of
that. Yeah, how do you spell that, Sheila?
Bentinho.
Okay.
And the last name is Massaro. He's 29 years old. He's from Holland. This kid, someone sent me another video and said, you know, watch this. I just said, I'm done, God. And I watched this video for an hour and a half, and something in that video completely changed my life. And I would like to tell you what that is, if I may.
Oh, please do.
Okay, because one thing about having all these energy healers and, you know, studying this modality and that modality, well, I truly believe that every single thing that we're looking for out there, it isn't out there. It is within us. We do have the ability to be healed. We do have the ability to heal ourselves. We do have the ability to have a joyful, abundant life. But how come we just, you know, keep doing all, listen to all these radio shows and doing all these processes and study modalities, and it's kind of, oh, really great for a while, and then it's kind of like, well, things are okay, you know, but what about a real big shift? So what Bentinho said to do, he said to pick a thought, and I'm going to ask everyone listening to pick a thought. But be very, very careful about the thought that you pick. I want you to pick a thought that makes you feel really, really good. And it can be a thought from the past, a memory from childhood. But for me, I chose the thought of me going on this new adventure. Like, when I think of that, I close my eyes for 10 seconds, and you just literally get into the feeling that makes you feel so good from that thought, and then just open your eyes. So you only do it for 10 seconds, right? Well, what Bentinho says is that it isn't the circumstances that create our life. It's how we feel. And this is like the missing link for me. When I did what he asked, he has this exercise where he says, if you can do this for 2 hours, this will change your life. If you can do what I'm going to say to you within 2 hours, it will literally change your life. So I decided to do it. And here's what he said to do. For 2 hours, every minute, for for 10 seconds, go to that happy feeling, go to that place and just feel it. And then go back. And if you don't do it every minute, if it's every couple minutes, but for 2 hours, be consciously aware of going back to that thought and feel it. Because here's what happens, Brenda. Every time you feel that good feeling, it expands. And then it expands. And then it expands. And then he says, now take that and paste it onto everything you do in your day. So as I'm cleaning floors and cleaning toilets and welcoming people to my B&B, you know, when I would be going, oh, God, my back's hurting, or I just would go to that happy place, and I feel it expanding. Like it's like a bubble of energy around me. And ever since I did that 3 months ago, there has been green light, doors opened up, credit cards got just completely written off, back taxes got mysteriously turned from $20,000, now it's down to 300 and something, but it's going to end up zero. My credit that was bad is now good, and there's enough money for me to live. It's just so exciting. Like, I truly feel that we, you know, if we could just get into that connection that all the time, not sometimes, to depend on God or source or the universe, whatever you want to call it, there's a way to play in this lifetime that we can have joy and abundance. And that's the journey that I'm on, and that's what I'm about to, you know, actually experience July 1st when I take off in my new little car and leave this house behind. And where she goes, nobody knows. You know, we're always looking for security and certainty in this world. There's none. The only security and certainty you have is with the divine. That's it. And if you really have that and know that, then you can never go wrong. If you completely rely on that, I mean, it's really that. It's about coming back to that which is inside us and always has been.
Well, thank you for this information. And I do have to say, I'm quite tired of all these modalities as well. And this is from a person who does that, and I'm just thinking, okay, there's something amiss here, and I get that feeling. I know what you're saying. It does get tired, and
I also believe that that we are going to get that. It's people like Bentinho, and I'm not saying, oh my God, you guys, you have to go listen to him. He's the one. There is no one, but he has information that will help you get into the next level. And this is how we raise. You talked about playing that beautiful song to raise the vibration, to raise the frequency. This is how we raise our own frequency. You have to feel it first. Because think of this. You know how many people want to lose weight? They look in the mirror and they say, I am thin, I am thin, I am thin. But as they're saying it, they're looking at their fat body and they're feeling icky about it. So you literally have to go to the feeling first, and then the universe follows you with all the high vibration stuff, but we're the one that has to kick it into gear.
You know, this gets me thinking. I'm looking to work in the corporate and bring this healing work to the corporate, because that's my background. I had 30 years of this in the oil and gas industry, actually, where I live at in Calgary, Alberta.
Wow.
And I thought, you know I need to bring this. And, you know, they're really going through some very difficult times economically in Alberta, which is like the engine, like of Canada, with the oil and gas. And it's just been on a constant decline, constant blocks. But to be able to bring this in and show this exercise and get people to work with this, just to change that, shift that mindset and just get
you
in.
Good for you. Good for you, Brenda. And you know what? I just want to say that every single one of us, every single person that's listening, whether it's now or to the recording, has a plan, has a purpose, a reason for being here. And it takes every one of us in our own capacity at exactly where we are to start making the changes. It's and if you liken it to a still pond and you drop a pebble in there, that ripple effect, that is exactly how change happens. It's a mess in Calgary right now. It's a mess in the United States. It's a mess everywhere. But we can't. There was a time that I, in my addiction, I drank and drank after all these radio spiritual shows. And I cried and cried, and I'd watch the news and weep and just like, why even be here? It's so horrible. And I'm sure people can relate to that, whether it's in drinking or not, or checking out, however they check out. We're all addicted to something. But,
yeah.
But the thing is, we can't get, it's like I finally realized, I thought I was just going to die an old lady in this house, and I did my thing on radio, la-di-da. Well, I just turned 65, and I tell you what, it's the best year ever. I love being 65. I love being an elder. I love having the wisdom, and I love that I'm finally happy, and no matter what my bank account looks like or my relationships.
Well, Sheila, I'm just behind you. I'm another June birthday, so hey, I'm there.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm just days behind you, so
wonderful.
It does get better, doesn't it? Like, I'm feeling it, and yet what I have noticed is that there's still this perception, and I'm you're older. And I'm thinking, you guys don't get it. When you're in your 60s or 50s, 60s, people blossom. We can just blossom.
Oh,
we can,
totally.
For women, we are just starting out. This is the time, and there's such a massive baby boomer generation, and they don't. I just want to give them that opportunity to understand that you have all this potential, but maybe you don't realize what's there, and just give them some direction.
Oh yeah, and basically, you know, there was a time that I made, and I'll tell you this: I made $19,000 on one telephone call, one interview with one man who said he was going to. They just paid this fee, and he's going to hook them into their inner GPS, and everybody, and I was excited about it too, and I sat on the bed at this particular time, and we were going to get this thing transmitted into us that's going to, you know, hook us into our inner GPS. I mean, I look back on that money that I made, and I think, oh my God, I mean, but I fell for it too. It's like, we don't have to do that. We really don't have to do that, you know, and shifts happen. It really does. And for me, it was this one exercise that Bentinho had mentioned, because I was just primed for that one moment, you know, that one moment to hear that. And when I did that, I can't even tell you I have dogs. I have four cats and two dogs. What am I going to do with the dogs and cats? I got my dogs adopted. One dog who was, they said to be unadoptable. He sometimes bites people. He got adopted in 5 minutes. These people fell on. So things that you wouldn't think would happen will happen. When you are on your journey where you're really doing God's will and you're hooked into it and you are in alignment with it, the doors open up and you just proceed. And it's not like I pray and beg or ask. I just know that I am being guided. I have a 100% clarity that I'm absolutely being guided. My first stop is going to be Sedona, Arizona, and my good friend Kenji Kumara lives there. There's a lot of spiritual healers and teachers that live there, and I may end up living there. I don't know. I may drive around and stay in Airbnbs in the South, or but you know, so that's what I'm doing. I want everybody to just, because sometimes all the stuff that we have, all the material stuff, it just freaking weighs us down. You can't believe how much joy I had going to the dump, giving away a grandfather. All these things that have so much meaning. It's like, you know, for what? Just so my kids can come home once a year and stay for 2 days and I'm feeding all these cats and dogs. No, I want to, I feel more excited about life now than I have in 30 years, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And it does feel so good just to getting rid of things, and that's what we've done too. It just feels so light. And so just like you can go, you know, just maybe go live in Sedona, and of course the energies are phenomenal there. So I totally get that. Good for you. And that's what
Thank
we need. More examples of just let go, let God. I love that expression. So
that's it.
So what do you think, Sheila? Are you into the ascension symptoms? Do you follow that, or do you follow that we're going through a shift, or what are your thoughts on all of that?
Oh, thank you. I haven't really followed anything in the last year. I really haven't. But yes, ascension symptoms, yes, I feel them. I think we all have them. I believe that we have so much extra work from the outside helping each of us because the world is in dire straits. And we are called to action right now. And every single person that's listening, we can call them a light worker. You are here. Mm-hmm. You're listening to this because this is why you're here. You have work to do. And whatever it is for you, you're going to find out. And just keep asking for guidance. And you will get it. You will be led with clarity.
Yeah. There's one lady I follow, and I really do like her. Have you ever heard of Meg Benedict? Anyways, I was just picking this up today. So in the last 3 months, we've been going through a lot of changes, but we're coming up to Solstice Stargate on June 21st, which is my birthday, which is 21st. Ooh. So it's very cool.
Wow.
But so this energy, so we're coming through, and I think according to what I've been hearing and reading, that's going to really help us move through the ascension and give us a positive activation. So we really do need it desperately here on Earth. It's just we're ready.
Yes.
Give it
we're
to
ready.
Us. Yeah.
And you know what's interesting, Brenda? Do you remember when 2012 rolled around? And we're all like, okay, it's here. Woohoo.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the shit hit the fan and everybody's life just went, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
And so but really now is, a very, very important time. And I would just suggest to anybody looking for a change, wondering what's next for them, all you have to do is go inside and ask and wait and then act on it. Listen to your intuition. Your intuition will never let you down.
That's true. And I think that there's sometimes we can get blocks about that intuition. I guess that's where it does help at times to find out what are those, belief systems that we are holding on to at a subconscious level. So that's where I do enjoy going. So I think if we can look at that and see, okay, do I have this, belief that, I don't deserve or whatever that is, clear it, allow that more of that intuition to come through. So, there is a time and place for sure for modalities and doing the work to help break through so that you can become more intuitive and listen to that, inner knowing.
And honestly, Brenda, I think it's actually that we need to, and you're absolutely right about that, all the programming, all the beliefs that we were raised in consciously and unconsciously. Mm-hmm. But the truth is we need to give up all our beliefs. What if you could give up all your – don't believe in anything. No, just live as nature does. Nature is the greatest teacher. Look at how watch your cat for a day. Watch your bird. Watch your dog. Like they're showing us how to live life, but we're so in our heads like, oh, well, this is it, but this isn't really it. It's like anything but this moment. We want anything but not this moment. Well, once we really grasp onto this moment and know this is exactly where we're supposed to be, because if we were supposed to be anywhere else, we would be. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And, you and I were talking a lot recently about depression and addiction, which of course are two things that I have experienced quite a lot in this lifetime, as well as my children. I have a daughter who's now 9 months clean and sober.
Yes.
She's 20 years old, which is wonderful, but I cannot tell you the hell of those 3 years. And for any parent that's listening, oh my God, I can't say enough about Al-Anon. About detaching with love from your loved one that is using. It's just a horrible family disease, and depression goes along with it as well. But they are, so my heart goes out to anybody because nobody can understand it unless you have it. And
yes.
When you have it, it's when I was drinking in the 70s, an alcoholic was a Skid Row bum. I mean, that's what it was. And so for me to even think that I at least now there's, you know, they're talking about it. They're much more openly, and they need to really, they need to get a handle on this whole thing with addiction, because, you know, people are addicted to everything. I mean, to TV, to the news, to our iPhones, to just feeling something other than this moment feeling. So there's no easy way. There's no, like, you know, I wish I could say, here's a shortcut. Well, I think what I told you is a great shortcut, that little exercise that I shared earlier. I mean, that is really something. If you can do that, it's poof. Watch out. Don't get freaked out, because it's going to be, you're going to see how powerful you are. And it, don't get freaked out, because it's really cool and you can handle it. You can handle it.
You know, this is interesting. It just makes me think, like, wouldn't it be great to get a group of people together and individually do the work and then talk about it afterwards and their experiences, and how they can share that?
It would be wonderful. And to just get it to grow, because it does grow. And then it starts permeating to the people around you in your world. And and what happens is you're happy for no apparent reason.
Is it contagious? Is the happiness contagious? Can your family and your partners, can they pick up on this? And I wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my daughter has moved back home. She's been here for a month now. She went through a major breakup with someone that she met, who went out and started using again. And that's why they say don't get involved with somebody in the first 12 months. So all that happened, she came home, she's like sobbing, like, oh, but I loved him. And all that, she did not use. And so, you know, she got through one of the life's most painful experiences, and she's still clean and sober. And I handled it in such a wonderful way, because I, you know, because Al-Anon is just like an incredible program. I mean, it teaches you how to detach, how you have absolutely no control over anybody, anything, or any place. When we can give up our addiction to control, oh, my God, your life is going to get so much nicer. We're always trying to finish other people's sentences, trying to, you know, take care of whatever they're saying, figure it out, help them, you know, or especially with kids. And we have to stop doing that. If they're adults, if they're 18 or over, you got to let them fall and allow them the dignity to have their own personal crisis. Don't try to intervene by helping them, because you're not helping them.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've been guilty of that myself. And it's hard, though. I mean, you know, especially women, here we are, you know, we're doing all this to the point of 18. It's just hard to let go. And there really isn't any rule book or encouragement or, you know, discussion groups to go through that process.
Yes, it is very difficult as a mother, and fathers too, because fathers are fixers. You know, you tell them you have a problem, they fix it, you know. And the thing is that when you do that and you just understand they are on their perfect divine path, and they're on God's path, and we do not know what that is. We think we do. I know all the things my daughter should do. I knew that guy was never going to work out. But there's nothing I could have said to her, because she had to experience it herself. And to keep my mouth shut was a very difficult thing to do, but it helped it to kind of have its natural course on its own. And it turned out, you know, it's turning out really well. I mean, she's now, like, working out every day. She's going to school in the fall. She's just got a job. And so,
isn't that wonderful? And it allows you the freedom to take a deep breath, get in your new car, and just go.
Exactly. Yes. And to not feel, you know, because and even my son, who's 23 recently, came home to visit me. And he said, God, I feel like I want to move back to Monterey. He lives in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, don't do that for at least a year, because I'm out of here. I'm not staying for anybody. Sorry.
No.
No kids.
No.
No. No.
This is your time.
Yeah.
How do you spell the name of this person again? Is it B? Oh, I'll let you just give the spelling.
Okay. B as in boy, E-N, then T as in Tom, I-H-O,
Okay.
Massaro. M-A-S-S-A-R-O. And if you go to YouTube, YouTube and Google him. And some of his videos have 250,000 hits on them. So you know he's no fly by night if that many people watch.
Wow.
He's absolutely brilliant. And I think that different people like him and like Matt Kahn and different people, Judy Satori, they're here now because they can help to give us the language to step us up to the next place. Because some of this stuff is very hard to understand or describe, like what to do. When you can find somebody who can translate, you know, into human talk, like, it's very helpful, and we need that. You know, we need to have those teachers and coaches.
Oh, yes, and there are some wonderful, wonderful people out there. I also follow Judy Satori. She's just a beautiful soul, and she's had her challenges and, you know, very, very difficult challenges, and, and we need these people. We need our teachers. So, that's so good. I'm glad that
I also want to say, you know, when we go through these painful experiences in life and struggles, and sometimes it's just like unbearable. Like we can't even believe that we can handle this much pain. But seriously, those of us that have that, just know that that's all part of the deal. Like every one of those things gives you more insight, sends you more back to you. And here's the other thing. And, you know, we talked about access consciousness, which I was an access facilitator for a few years, and I love that work. And they say it there, and Bentinho says this as well, and it's this simple. If it feels light, if it feels good, it's right. If you contract and it makes you feel crappy, it's because it's not in alignment with who you are. So those experiences have to happen because that's how we know. And it's just that simple. If it doesn't feel right, it isn't right. But what that means to a lot of people means that, oh, shit, now I have to take some action and I got to face it, because sometimes facing it seems more, you know, putting up with it seems easier than having to face it and make a big change. So you have to know that God has your back, the universe has your back, and you have to be true to yourself, and you have to be in alignment and congruent. If it feels good, it's right. If it feels crappy, it's not right.
Exactly. And I was reading one of your posts, and I love access too. And this was in your post. So when we see the depth and magnitude of how much we judge ourselves and how much people continually judge us and everything around us, it is jaw-dropping. And, you know, it's interesting because when I work with some of my clients, I'll have them check in for that light, heavy, or muscle testing, forward, back, or however you do, with the pendulum, whatever. But see how that feels. And when you are out and about and you're not feeling very good, check in. Am I picking up on this judgment? Maybe on a collective level. If you're going, you know, however it feels, heavy for light, check in on that. Because so much of that stuff that we're feeling isn't even ours.
Exactly. It's not ours. And that's the perfect opportunity to go to your happy place. Go to your happy place. Find that memory or find that thought that makes you feel so good. And when you think of that thought, feel the feeling as well. And I guarantee you, if you do that, your life will change. It will just expand and expand and expand.
Okay. Good tip. Love it.
Yeah.
That is a good time. You know, we identify it, we feel it. You've learned to tap into your body. And again, if it's light, heavy, forward, backward, however you test, then okay. No, it's not yours. Let it go and go to that happy place. So that's great. I'm looking forward to checking into his work. And
I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, and I'd love to hear from any of your listeners as well. They can follow me on Facebook on my journey as well. So I'd love to be your friend.
Yes. Okay. So what is your Facebook name?
Oh, it's Sheila Gale, G-A-L-E, in Monterey. So that's, you'll find me if you just type Sheila Gale Monterey.
Okay, and so you're going to be posting, or you're having, you know, as to your journey, and
you bet,
fun. And you're going to take
you
pictures
betcha.
Of your snazzy car
oh.
and your hair
oh.
flowing in the wind.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you're in a beautiful country of the world. I absolutely love it, and very lucky to have had that, being on the ocean. And well, you wouldn't have an ocean in Sedona, but you're certainly going to have those high vibrations. And many, many years ago, before I even knew what a vortex was, I know we were driving in there, and I thought, why am I was just feeling, I don't know, just not feeling quite right. I just felt this sort of rush of energy. And
yeah, you feel it there. I felt it there, too.
Yes. Did you? Yes.
Oh, totally. The hairs on my arms stood straight up when I was in, the last time I was in Sedona.
Okay.
The whole time I was there, they were straight up.
I think it'd be a difficult place to live ongoing because of the high energies. I don't think I could live there full time. I don't know. Maybe on the outskirts.
I don't know if I can, but I'm going to find
out.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's just my first stop, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Oh, and by the way, Bentinho is in Sedona. So fancy that.
Oh.
He just moved from Boulder to Sedona.
Oh, he lives there. Oh,
yes.
Well, and there's
so
a lady I love to follow also who's very good, Jamie Price, who's in Sedona. She does light language as well. So,
I want to find as many friends. You know, as much as I love Monterey, I just want to say this. It is, I miss every single thing about it. Every day that I go out, I'm already missing it. The temperature, the fresh air, the salt in the air, the beauty. But the one thing I don't have here is a sense of community. I don't have a tribe. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like I'm going to meet some of my tribe in Sedona.
Yes. Oh,
so.
For sure. Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. And just letting people know that you are in Sedona, I think you'll have people coming to you if that's what you want.
Well,
you know?
We'll see. I just
you'll see how you feel.
You know what? I want to do whatever I was put on this earth to do.
Yes.
And if it is interviewing, if it is more, I will. But, you know, that's all any of us want. We know that we're here to do more than just, you know, the 9-to-5 or whatever, or have the family. And especially as we get older in life, like, this is the time, to fall in love with yourself, to love yourself. This is the first time I've ever loved myself in my whole life. It took me 65 years to get that, but I do now.
I totally get that, and it's letting go of these judgments. You know, we're so damn hard on ourselves and worried what are people thinking, and I'm just so, so tired of it all. So tired of it.
It is.
You just want to live. It's just exhausting.
Yeah. I had, you know, it's interesting when I posted on to my, I have a newsletter that I send out once a month. And by the way, if anybody would like to, you know, read my newsletters, they can send me an email at Sheila@SheilaGale.com. I don't have a website right now because I'm not supposed to have one right now. But I do send newsletters out once a month. But, I forgot what I was going to say, but that's all right. That happens a lot.
That's good. Good, good. So we've got your Facebook. We can get in touch with you there. And your newsletter, perfect. I definitely want to be on your newsletter list. And I definitely want to, I'll be following you, Sheila.
I've loved following you.
Yeah.
You're a great host.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you know what? You know what? And the thing is, you're my tribe. And everybody that's listening, we're all, we are the tribe.
Absolutely.
Know? And so if we can't be together in person, we have to stay connected by having these great radio shows like you have, Brenda, to give us a forum to hear and to relate and to, you know, and to stay on our path, the higher road.
Yes, we do need our tribes, and we need support. We all need to support one another, and we don't have to be within physical location. It can be definitely our tribe all the way across the world, so thank goodness for that.
Of course.
Many things have changed, Sheila, since we were younger when, you know, you sent letters or the long-distance phone call. And I just read that recently, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it's amazing, let alone my father, who's 95, who actually did take a, you know, a cart, horse and cart to school. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, isn't that amazing? God bless him. You're lucky to still have him. That's wonderful. I know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unfathomable, the kind of changes, you know, that we have, you know, that we have experienced in our short lifetime in 65 years. But it is, you know, we have to get back. We have to put down the devices, man. We have to put down the electronics more and really connect with nature and really connect with that still small voice within. And you will get the answers if you just, you know, tap in there and say, what's next for me? What do you want me to do? And then the answers just come.
I really believe that, Sheila. I'm so glad that you're passing this message on. I'm kind of in that state right now. I feel like there's a larger mission, a bigger, you know, mission for me. And I still get pulled into, well, I need to go help corporate. And yet I'm scared of corporate because I had my near-death experience and on disability 3 times working corporate. So there's a trauma about working corporate, about everything about that in a very male-dominated industry. So I've had my, and yet I feel there's such a need for it. So I think I need to get still, and I am going to listen to this this person.
Bentinho.
Absolutely.
Oh, we can call him Ben. Yeah, he's something else.
Is he? Yeah, he's only 29.
When you hear the wisdom come out of this 29-year-old,
it's gonna blow
your mind. I mean, and so and now I get it because Jesus was, you know, he died at 32. You know,
yeah.
So these young men can be great teachers. So
old souls, very old souls.
Yeah.
Well, Sheila, thank you so much for coming on. I know this was about depression and addiction, but I honestly feel that we can put that behind us. And I really appreciate all the information that you gave us. That is very enlightening. I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to following you and your journey. I think you're going to be, well, I know you're going to be very inspirational for, especially the baby boomers, you know, for, you know, we're watching and we need we need inspiration and just let go, let God, let go of the baggage, declutter, and you know, just take those moments and just go within. So thank you so much for coming on. Best to you with your travels.
Thank you. Thank you, Brenda. And thank you for all that you're doing for humanity, for this wonderful radio show, for this forum, for, you know, inspiration and for growth and transformation. Thank you very much.
Well, take care, and we'll be in touch.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.